I'm going to talk about chips and modems and stuff, and it's going to sound really hardcore. But the point is, when is Apple going to have a 5G phone? Right? Interesting. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Last week, Qualcomm and Apple settled their big legal battle over royalty payments, and they signed a multi-year agreement for Apple to use Qualcomm's 5G wireless chips, or modems, in its phones. Before that, Apple was going to use 5G modems from Intel, but Intel was having trouble delivering, and earlier this month, Intel got out of the mobile 5G business altogether. So Apple is a little delayed in putting out a 5G phone, and now might be feeling a little too reliant on Qualcomm. So despite that deal to use Qualcomm's chips, analysts think Apple might also start to build its own 5G modems. The company already makes its own processors, and recently it's been making moves that suggest it's ready to build the whole bear. Anshul Sag is an analyst at More Insights and Strategy. He says this story all starts in San Diego.
The actual gears have been in motion for at least the last 12 months. Late last year, they announced they were going to be hiring 1,000 people in San Diego, making their own office down here.
We should point out here that San Diego is where Qualcomm is currently located.
Yes. And not just Qualcomm, but all of their, you know, their vendors and their suppliers and their competitors as well. And I think that, you know, San Diego is definitely a wireless town now. There's MediaTek is here, Huawei is here, and Intel is here, actually. So I think Apple is going to try and poach from the best of everybody.
What would be the advantage for Apple in making its own modems in addition to making its own processors?
Well, first of all, you can save money, which Apple loves to do. But also, you know, in terms of user experience and in, you know, product improvement, having a modem integrated into the SoC, like what Qualcomm is doing with their Snapdragon chips, reduces power. It allows you to tighten the integration even more, because now you can custom build every component for what you want to do to optimize for power, performance, and battery life. So as a result, you know, I think it's more when Apple builds their own modems, you know, it's a question of whether or not they can reach Qualcomm's level of wireless, you know, performance. But I think, you know, it will definitely result in better battery life.
What's the biggest challenge to Apple creating its own modem?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be working around existing patents.
Mostly held by Qualcomm?
Yeah, Qualcomm's, Ericsson's, and Nokia's patents, because they license those patents to everyone. But the other thing is just wireless is really hard. And building a modem that is both low power and high performance is incredibly difficult, as Intel has shown.
What are the odds? Are there any odds that Apple might just go ahead and acquire Intel? I'm kind of curious about Intel's future. Like, if Apple just wanted to sort of jumpstart its activities there.
Apple won't acquire Intel, but I do believe they will acquire their modem business. I think there's two ways that they can accomplish that. One is that they let it, you know, be shut down and they just acquire the IP and hire away the people they want. Or they can just buy it from Intel and not wait for them to shut down the division. But in my, you know, view of the strategy, I always saw Apple acquiring Intel's modem business once they became their sole product, you know, purchaser.
Anshul Sag is an analyst at More Insights and Strategy. A report this weekend says Apple poached Intel's top 5G modem developer just a few weeks before the Qualcomm deal. And now for some related links. As you heard Anshul Sag say, wireless is hard. So even if Apple throws a bunch of money at 5G modems and hires away the top talent, it might still need Intel's modem business. And according to a report Friday, the company has already been in touch with Intel about a potential acquisition. The Wall Street Journal reported that the talks stalled right before the deal with Qualcomm, but that Intel might be looking to sell the modem business no matter what. The report also suggested that as iPhone and smartphone sales generally have started to taper off, Apple might be more interested than usual in big, dramatic acquisitions. Which, I don't know. People never get tired of saying that about Apple. JP Morgan made a list in February and suggested potential targets ranging from Netflix to Activision Blizzard to Sonos. Yeah, I'd like to buy all those too. But not for nothing, Apple reports earnings today after the bell, and the iPhone is just not the star of that show anymore. Diversification is coming. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.